Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is closely following the arrest in Azerbaijan of opposition leader Kubad Ibadoglu, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. Ibadoglu is an internationally known economist and chairperson of the Azerbaijan Democracy and Prosperity Party. For years, he led a non-governmental group that focused on public finance management, good governance, and transparency. 2014, Azerbaijani authorities forcibly closed the organization. Facing what observers say were politically motivated charges, in 2015, Ibadoglu left Azerbaijan and taught at academic institutions in the United States and Europe. He recently returned to Azerbaijan after helping to establish an organization in the United Kingdom to support study abroad for Azerbaijani youth. He announced that funds for the endeavor would be reclaimed from, quote, money stolen from the Azerbaijani people and economy by the Azerbaijani government, end quote. Ibadoglu was arrested July 23rd outside of Baku as he was reportedly driving to meet with young activists from his political party. The next day, he was sentenced to 3 months and 26 days of pretrial detention and charged with the production, acquisition, or sale of counterfeit money. Authorities also accused him of being a supporter of Fethullah Gülen, the U.S.-based Muslim cleric who leads a group the Turkish government claims is a terrorist organization. If convicted, Ibadoglu faces up to 12 years in prison. He denies all allegations against him. In the State Department's most recent report on human rights in Azerbaijan, significant human rights issues were noted, including systematic government corruption, arbitrary detention, politically motivated reprisal against individuals, and pervasive problems with the independence of the judiciary. In commenting on Ibadoglu's arrest and detention, State Department spokesperson Miller said, "The United States remains strongly committed to advancing respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. We urge Azerbaijan to protect the human rights and fundamental freedoms of its citizens, including Kubad Ibadoglu, consistent with Azerbaijan's own constitution and international obligations and commitments."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.